Well, he came to us as a football baseball player. So he was a quarterback, and we didn't really get him the first year very much. And he pitched a little bit, but he was a player. You know, he was like a two-way player. And so it, I think for him, it just started a little later because we didn't really get him that much. And then, you know, the last couple of years, he kind of focused a little more on pitching. And but, man, just talented, you know, just athletic, talented, strong. Great kid. I mean, works hard, all the stuff that you really want, even with, you know, Carson too. But I think for Nolan, it is going to take him a little while for him to just hone it in, and then it's going to be great. But you know, he got a late start.
Well, you mentioned Carson Benjamin. We had a chance to talk with him right after he signed that he's going to strictly be playing outfield now that he's playing professionally. What are some of his tools that you saw from him?
Well, he was the most athletic guy we had. I mean, he's fast. You know, he was the fastest guy on our team. Hits for average. You know, the power stuff's going to come. But and I didn't even touch, you know, people are like, hey, how are you working with him? I'm like, I'm not even touching him. I'm just letting him go because, you know, he just has a innate ability to kind of just make contact, hard contact, and can hit. He has a great arm, put him in right field. He also pitched for, he was our closer too. So he came to us kind of as a pitcher first. But you could play him anywhere on the field. I mean, that's how athletic he is.
We are starting to see a shift in more two-way players starting to come out of college sports. Did you see an increase in the number of guys that were able to do both when they came in?
There was guys that used to do it, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't such a big thing back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, I played with Bobby Thigpen, yeah, who, you know, played right field and closed and then ended up being a closer in the big leagues. But you're starting to just see guys that are just athletic enough and they put enough into it that they can kind of do it. And, you know, for Benji and even for Nolan, I mean, Nolan would play and then close. You know, Benji would do the same thing. Like, they'd just come out of right field and close. And you're like, you know, it's pretty fun to watch. But I think if you ask both of them, they both just want to be hitters. I think Nolan, too. I mean, he can hit. You know, I think average-wise, it might not look good, but he could hit one out of any part of the ballpark.
All right, let's go back a little bit. 25 years since 1999. What do you remember about that run and ultimately led to, well, we're coming up on 25 years from 2000?
Yeah, it was just such a fun time. You know, I had come from the White Sox, and we were so young, and it was a rebuilding process. And then you come here, and it was a veteran team, just a fun characters, good players, the whole thing, like just great guys. And it was just fun. It was super fun my first year. All three were great, but, you know, it was just that initial coming here. And then, you know, we kind of went on a little run in the middle of the year to kind of get ourselves back into it. And the end of the year was crazy. You know, we ended up tying to go to that the playoff for the wild card. But I have nothing but great memories playing here.
Well, Robin, appreciate your time. Welcome back as always.
All right. Thank you.